William Morrow and Harper Audio present Her Night with the Duke by Diana Quincy, performed by Zara Hampton Brown. Chapter 1. September 1814, Central England. Elliot Townsend, the Duke of Huntingdon, led such an ordered existence that he failed to recognize disaster, until it was far too late to save himself. Calamity appeared in the form of a rain-soaked female, clad in a simple white gown. The thin fabric was plastered to every considerable curve of her womanly form. She surfaced at the same ramshackle inn, from the same punishing rainstorm. A washed-out section of Watling Road outside the town of Coventry had forced him to seek shelter at the Black Swan Inn. It was a tattered structure with a lopsided overhanging roof. The inside proved even less inviting than the dubious exterior. Mingled odors of unwashed bodies, perspiration and spirits permeated the inn's damp, smoky taproom. Now sipping his too sweet ale, Hunt cursed himself for not delaying his journey at the first sign of inclement weather. He could be in London right now, finding satisfaction between Georgina's delectably plump thighs. He'd certainly prefer to inhale her delicate flowery perfume, rather than a mildewy room full of malodorous strangers. He visited his mistress precisely 3 times a week, appearing at her Half Moon Street address, which he paid for every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Hunt rarely deviated from the pattern he'd set early on in their arrangement, or any arrangement, really. Soon he and Georgie would part ways. Hunt intended to marry before Parliament met in early November, at which time the season would begin in earnest. He was on his way now to pay court to his future wife. Unease moved through him, but he pushed it away. Surely all men experienced a sense of foreboding before binding themselves to one woman for a lifetime. He had no reason to be apprehensive. His choice was sound. Lady Victoria was a hidden gem, an unpolished diamond that society's foolish young bloods had overlooked. Hunt congratulated himself on recognizing the fine attributes hidden deep beneath the bookish young lady's retiring exterior and decided lack of conversational polish. She met all of his qualifications for a wife. Her extraordinary shyness in his presence would eventually pass. What truly mattered was that she was agreeable, of good family, and possessed sufficient intelligence so that Hunt wouldn't be bored to death. Most importantly, Lady Victoria's countenance suggested she would never do anything to dishonor the Huntington title. God knows Hunt's rake-hell of an older brother had done enough damage to the family name to last this lifetime. Philip Townsend, the 7th Duke of Huntington, drowned during a drunken boat outing 4 years prior. He left behind numerous unpaid debts, broken hearts and ruffled feathers that Hunt had spent the past 4 years repaying, mending, and unruffling. From his rickety corner table in the crowded taproom, he swallowed his ale, his attention drawn to the latest castaway who joined the tavern's motley group. Her back was to him. His gaze followed the single long dark braid that ran down her back, almost reaching a curvaceous arse. Hunt's eyes widened when his gaze hit the bottom edge of the lady's gown. What he glimpsed there was barely visible. He suspected the woman's intention was to keep them hidden, but Hunt could make out what seemed to be the hems of billowing trousers beneath her straight-cut gown. "I would like a chamber," she informed the innkeeper. The man's heavy brows almost met in the middle of his considerable forehead. He cast an appraising look at the woman, his interested gaze lingering well below the woman's face far longer than necessary. "Do you now? Yes, and without delay, if you please." The innkeeper's brows lifted. He seemed uncertain of how to respond to a woman who dressed like a costermonger, but commanded him like a queen. Before he could respond, the inn door blew open, and the rain ushered in yet another arrival. A brown-skinned man with a lived-in face stooped over a worn leather valise. The woman addressed the newcomer in an unfamiliar tongue. She spoke so quickly that the words all seemed to run together. The woman's male companion nodded, set the bag down at her side and withdrew, the wind and rain blowing leaves across the stone-flagged floor as he made his exit. "What are you?" the innkeeper flushed as he stared after the man. "A blackamoor?"
"She's Persian," one of the old soldiers cried out.
"No, a red..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?